Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. India has expressed deep concern over the rising number of civilian casualties in Lebanon amid continued strikes by Israel, despite the two-week ceasefire in West Asia. It asserted that the protection of civilians remains its foremost priority. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the current situation is very disturbing, particularly given India's long-standing commitment to peace and stability in the region.
India has always emphasized the protection of civilians as the foremost priority. Observing international law and respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity of states is essential. Our embassy in Lebanon remains in close touch with the Indian community for the safety and security.
The government has said that it has successfully met the peak demand of electricity and energy requirements of the country amid the West Asia crisis. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Power, Piyush Singh, said that all thermal power plants are running in full capacity with adequate coal stocks.
Through strong coordination with the Ministry of Coal and Indian Railways, we are able to maintain a very good stock in all our thermal power plants. Currently, the stock is around 55 million tons, which is sufficient for the next 19 days. And the supplies are very robust and continuous.
Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said domestic LPG and fuel supply is stable in the country. Ms. Sharma assured that there is sufficient availability of petrol and diesel and no dryout has been reported. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today reaffirmed the country's commitment to deliver a world-class, athlete-centric and sustainable Commonwealth Games in 2030. The minister held a high-level meeting with Commonwealth Sport President Dr. Ronald Rukare. During the meeting, Dr. Mandavia said that the discussions focused on preparatory actions, coordination mechanisms and timelines to ensure the efficient delivery of the Games. During the meeting, India presented its vision for CWG 2030 as athlete-centric. He also outlined Ahmedabad's strong infrastructure base, connectivity and institutional backing as key strengths for hosting CWG 2030. Dr. Mandavia also said that India is ready to welcome the sporting world with all its color and cultural vibrancy. Department of School Education and Corporate Social Responsibility CSR partners held token distribution of sports kits and digital devices for 15 government schools in Nagaland yesterday. Principal Director, School Education Department Shashank Pratap Singh said this initiative aligns with the vision for improving student engagement, encouraging physical fitness and fostering digital inclusion in government schools. As part of the program, one Alexa-enabled device to 60 selected government schools and two cricket sets each to 50 selected government schools was provided. Additionally, one set of Sepak Takraw equipment was distributed to all government high schools, GHS, and government higher secondary schools, GHSS, across the state. An awareness program on accurate measurement, safe products, confident consumers was organized in Pugupoto by the Legal Metrology and Consumer Protection Department, Zinheboto, on Thursday. Assistant Controller highlighted the significance of proper measurement standards. He also spoke on the role of consumers in safeguarding their rights to ensure safety and fairness in the marketplace. Task Force for Music and Arts, TAFMA, organized a send-off program for singers selected to join TAFMA partner resorts in Uttarakhand under the Aspire Hospitality Group. TAFMA Chairman Teja Mehru said that this initiative is aimed at expanding professional opportunities for Naga artists beyond the state and to enable them to showcase their talent on national platforms while gaining valuable industry exposure. The selected candidates are Aloy No Shohe from Kohima, Nikiho Kahoto Dimapur, Mao Yantan Woka, Kojungli Jingru from Twensang, and Leviet Solo Koza from Pek District. And Tening Town Council has made registration of all domestic dogs mandatory within its jurisdiction. In an order, it has asked all dog owners to register their pets within stipulated period while noting that registration will enable authorities to monitor vaccination status and take preventive measures against the spread of rabies. It has informed that registration forms are available at the council office during working hours. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned, as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.